Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think LeBron, this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 if your ear holes be sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a podcast or a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, or you've gotten us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However you are taking us in, we appreciate the hell out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours for you. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What up, America?
Bonjour, bonjour.
Maybe, fuck you.
I think we've alleviated some of our tech problems. We're not hearing a weird fucked up echo like we were yesterday, which caused me to start the show sounding like I had a stroke going on in the middle of what was happening. But
we were hearing ourselves twice in the microphone. I mean,
right? It's a little disconcerting. It's like, hi. How are you? I'm good.
I don't want to feel like I'm on mushrooms unless I'm on mushrooms.
Right.
That's the truth of the matter. Still, we persevered.
Crab diving. Contact us at crabdiving.com if you want to unload your excess mushrooms.
We bore our cross.
Right.
Just like so many tea loonies, exactly. I guess. Whatever that means. Fuck you. Fuck you, Marco Rubio. I'm tired of hearing your clips. You fucking your lines up. Who gives a shit about you? You're a loser.
Yeah, today is the big New Hampshire, the first primary of the nation. We had our Caucasian in Iowa. And the
Caucasian? No shit.
I mean, caucus.
I'm not trying to be funny. Were there any people of color that voted in that caucus?
There's a couple of people in Des Moines.
Your black friends, Iowa. I don't believe you.
Not named Des Moines. In Des Moines.
Des Moines. whatever.
Today is the big New Hampshire primary. Bernie Sanders is at least in the polls way ahead.
Is there a state that has a major city that will have a primary? I mean, because so far I'm hearing from Iowa, New Hampshire, and guess who's next, guys?
South Carolina.
Yay. Now, is that Lindsey Graham's state?
Oh, Lindsey Graham setting the table and pouring some juleps everybody.
Is he going to deliver South Carolina up to Donald Trump on a platter? Probably not. He doesn't like that motherfucker.
He's a Jeb Bush fan.
Trump gets the nomination. Are there any major Republicans that will not endorse him because of who the fuck he is?
No.
They don't give a
shit.
No,
they're all horse. They're horse. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Horse! Horse!
Yep. Except Bob Dole, maybe.
Bob Dole. I mean, you know.
1,000-year-old Bob Dole. Yeah.
No, he doesn't like Ted Cruz. That's the guy he doesn't like.
Trump either.
He doesn't like either one of them.
Right.
What's his fucking problem?
He's human.
He's
a human.
Oh yeah.
Human being.
Yes. Someone remind Bob Dole that he didn't do so great either when he ran for president. Although he did better than these guys, right?
Yeah. I think,
it's
right?
It's not hard.
Who did Bob Dole run against? Clinton.
Ask me what percentage of support Jeb Bush currently has. Ask me or whatever. Ask me what Jeb Bush poll numbers are like. Ask me. Do it.
Hey, Ryan.
Yes.
What are Jebediah James Earl Jones Bush's poll numbers like right now?
Negligible. Right? They're within the margin of error.
Well, I mean,
no one likes you.
Well, nationally, nationally,
you fucking ass. Oh, nationally, you mean? Well, he's running for president of the nation.
Well, there's
nobody
that detail.
Likes you.
But he, in his defense, is what could be among a like 4 or 5 way tie of these ninnies. Probably 3 or 4 way tie of second place.
Ninnies.
Yeah. Like, first place is probably going to be Trump unless something weird happens. They've been polling people and
he's going to win.
Yeah. He had a pretty healthy lead. All the pundits are saying that Trump probably is going to win, but maybe not by the numbers one would think. Again, right. It may be a case of where, it's fun to go to his rallies, and it's easy to tell some asshole on the phone, yeah, I'm voting Trump.
Yeah.
It's another thing to actually go out in public and vote for him.
Yeah.
And actually pull that. Even if you're not telling your friends, like the caucuses where it's public shaming.
Yes.
Even if it's just voting in a booth, you still have to look at that number.
Is that
number.
Why he lost Iowa?
You have to look at that number or look at that punch hole or whatever and hit Trump.
Right.
That requires a pretty significant.
You're saying
commitment.
That's why he lost Iowa, because people are embarrassed to support him because he's such an idiot.
Yeah. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility.
Is he a pussy?
Yeah.
God damn it.
We can.
Here are the two stories that matter. No. There's three stories that matter today. One my mom told me about.
We'll get to that one. Yeah.
Okay. You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
And the other one, the water in Flint still can't fucking drink.
Right. Right.
And a guy running for president called another one a pussy.
No, he didn't, Ryan. Here we go. Let's see if the clips will work.
Isn't that funny, though? I mean,
during a rally at the. I hate this. Here's part two of why I hate this process. At the Verizon Wireless Arena.
Fuck you.
In Manchester, New Hampshire. And the fucking thing you know about it, you know that taxpayers probably paid money to help build that goddamn fucking wireless Verizon wireless arena that's a giant billboard for a mega conglomerate.
It's a temple to all the cunts in the country. Thank you.
That's a plaque on the front of it.
Right.
We're dedicating this temple to all the cunts in the country.
All the assholes will be honored by this placard.
Well, speaking of...
Fuck you.
One of the prime assholes of the country, Donald J. Trump.
Oh yeah, man.
Had a rally in New Hampshire last night and was talking about the debate over the weekend, specifically when one of the questions came up about I think it was what do you think of like torture and waterboarding?
Love it.
Fuck yeah.
Color me there.
Big fan is basically.
Yeah.
That's basically what Trump goddamn said.
Didn't he say he would help? He would actually do some waterboarding for.
Sure. He said, I will not only bring waterboarding back, but a lot worse.
He's a job creator.
Yeah. A lot worse.
Those waterboards don't make themselves. Some guy in where do you make a board for? I don't even know how that works.
It's not even boarding.
What do you mean?
It's you just put a towel over the guy's face and pour a bucket of water on his face.
Oh, it's the ice bucket challenge.
No. I mean,
worse?
No.
Is it more
I guess
painful?
If you use an ice bucket to pour the water,
more painful or less painful than ice bucket? Or I guess
I think. You're drowning.
Okay, but would you agree the spirit of the two things are very different? I'm comparing the ice bucket challenge to waterboarding. Stupid as fuck. The spirit is very different. One's for charity and the other one is to save the country, Jack Bauer style. I get it.
Let me see if I...
What is a lot worse? What does he mean? Why didn't someone in the press say, okay, will you approve... battery Jumper cables on nipples. Are we for that? Yes or no?
You've just raped Bill Cosby.
Oh, we got our clips back. That's good. Here is, let's see if this will work now. I mean, that was a drop. Let's see if the clips work. This is what we're talking about at the Verizon Wireless Arena in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Yay.
At a Trump rally. Was talking about the question of waterboarding.
Fuck you.
Donald J. Trump.
You heard the other night at the debate, they asked Ted Cruz, serious question, well, what do you think of waterboarding? Is it okay? And honestly, I thought he'd say absolutely, and he didn't. He said, well, it's, you know, he's concerned about the answer because some people, she just said a terrible thing. You know what she said?
So a woman in the audience, like in the first or second row, yelled something.
This is an amazing clip. I mean, just think about all the moving parts in this. We got one, the waterboard. If we had just had that first part.
Right.
Amazing clip. Amazingly insane.
Sure. Right.
The second part, I mean.
And a terrible thing. You know what she said? Shout it out, because I don't want to. Okay. You're not allowed to say, and I never expect to hear that from you again. She said, I never expect to hear that from you again. She said he's a pussy. That's her.
Oh, my God. Now I like him.
And then he throws his hands up in the air. He says, terrible. He turns around, walks away like he's thoroughly disgusted.
Oh,
it's like WWE. It really is. It's a cage match.
Is Cruz,
at WWE, which, by the way, Trump has done.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Trump got thrown on the mat one time.
Shit, man. What has Cruz responded to this or not? I mean, is he confirming? Is he a pussy? Is he in fact? Is this true?
Cruz has confirmed. I understand.
I am a pussy.
But listen to the crowd too. Listen to this crowd,
right. And listen to the joy in Donald Trump's fucking voice, because the crowd loves him so fucking much.
Expect to hear that from you again. She said he's a pussy. That's terrible.
Oh, my God.
He's walking around shaking his head. He's pretending to be disgusted.
Terrible. That's terrible. Now.
And now they're chanting Trump, Trump, and he's laughing. Because some woman in the audience called Ted Cruz a pussy.
Isn't that what you want to hear? I want to hear that lady. Who the fuck said that?
Oh, well, here we go.
Oh, God, this is great.
Hold on, after the clip.
Now.
Oh, my God.
That's so scary.
Right?
God, his timing is just so fucking good, man.
Funny that you should ask about that woman, because
pussy. Mike, I can't take it anymore.
Mike.com, MIC.com,
okay,
found her.
No, that's great.
She declined to tell her name.
Ah, come on.
Or be photographed.
Okay.
But she did answer some questions. She's a 52-year-old woman. She's probably a grandmother from Salem, New Hampshire.
Fuck you.
And she said that the Trump event was her first rally of this cycle, but she described herself as a huge Trump supporter.
Oh, yeah.
Quote, this is a great quote. I watched the debate. And Ted Cruz comes across as a pussy.
Wow.
Quote, he doesn't have the balls to stand up to Putin.
Oh, okay, well.
He doesn't have the balls to stand up to other leaders of others' countries.
Those are good points. I never thought about it. I never considered the fact that Cruz is indeed a pussy and how that would influence his presidency.
Doesn't have the balls.
Are we sure? How does she know?
When she was, they asked her whether or not she trusts Trump.
Oh, shit.
Her answer is, He's got the balls the size of watermelons.
Are you kidding?
Whereas the other one's got the balls of little grapes.
Oh.
The other one, Rubio, like a raisin.
Oh, my God. I knew it. I knew he had raisin testicles.
When she was asked about the other candidates, she answered, they're nobodies.
God damn it. She's funny.
No balls.
No balls.
Less than raisins.
Zero balls.
Oh,
how
my
do we
God.
How do we give this chestnut a show?
Oh yeah, he's got balls the size of watermelons.
He's a pussy.
Whereas the other one's got the balls of little grapes. The other one, Rubio, like a raisin.
Was she dressed in red, white, and blue glitter and riding a scooter?
I don't know. Oh no, New Hampshire. She had flannel.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
She had a shotgun.
She had flannel, and
he's
yeah.
a pussy.
Yeah, oh yeah.
He's a pussy.
You heard the. We were listening to MSNBC earlier, and you heard one of the like precinct leaders. Remember, oh, yeah. they were interviewing that woman at one of the precincts in New yeah. Hampshire.
Sure,
she, oh, God. No nonsense. Nonsense was being had. The one guy said, "Well, you know, they're predicting larger than ever turnout." Well, I'm not seeing that. Oh, well, you know, we understand. I haven't seen that.
I don't
it's
know.
Just been trickling in.
Right.
Okay.
Don't tell me what don't tell me what I've seen, okay?
He was like, and then they walked through the process, and he's like, so after they vote in these booths, then they go over here and turn in their ballots. She's like, no. Republicans go over here.
Yeah, yeah.
The Democrats
don't fuck
go over
with
here.
That lady. How long has she had that job?
Oh, she probably.
Forever.
Yeah, it's been
forever.
There.
Pussies since, need not apply.
Since Nixon was president.
You're a pussy. That lady in the front row, I mean, my God.
Oh, that's an amazing story.
He said Ted Cruz's name, Donald Trump, in his speech. And then this chick.
He said they were talking about waterboarding.
Okay.
And he said,
oh, yeah, yeah.
His point was, they brought up waterboarding. I said, I'm all for it. And then Ted Cruz, they ask him, and he's like, well, he goes, I thought Ted Cruz would be like, yeah, yeah, I'm all for it. But Ted Cruz's answer was like, well, maybe this time, maybe not that time, maybe sometimes I'd use it. And that's when the woman yelled pussy. Because apparently Ted Cruz doesn't want a waterboard for everything, like Donald Trump
God.
Would.
Is that the litmus test for whether or not you are indeed a pussy?
For oh, this shit. Woman who's into the watermelon balls and the grapes
he's got,
and the
he's
raisin.
Got,
nobody's got like cantaloupes. No mid-size balls
no,
there. She goes straight
huge
from...
balls or you get tiny balls.
Yeah. No
Why
normal balls.
Well, maybe it's New Hampshire or something. Maybe who knows?
You think they have different ball sizes in New Hampshire?
What do you think she's like around the dinner table?
No.
Or at the bar, or wherever
yeah,
she hangs out. Amazing.
Say, at the VFW.
Amazing. Don't fuck with her bingo card, by the way.
Right.
She'll stab you. She'll stab you in your little raisin nuts.
God, I mean, just spectacular.
Marco Rubio has little raisin balls.
Yes.
It's not a good week for him. It's really not. He's doing bad this week. Am I wrong to... To
well,
make that
you know,
observation.
I mean, he's got to come in second, which is a possibility. He's got to come in a good second. But what's looking like is a possibility now after the debate and everything is that Jebediah is climbing up. I saw they were interviewing some of these. There's a lot of independents in New Hampshire. I don't know. A lot of them are just like, fuck that. I'm not. I'll decide. They allow them to decide. That day, like you don't have to declare.
Jesus Christ.
You could be like, today I feel like a Republican, or today I feel like a Democrat.
Well, I guess that's okay, right? I mean, what do you think about that?
I don't think there should be primaries like that, right? I think that we should go the Nebraska way, which is
right.
Just, you know, the vote, the top two, top three people have a primary.
Yeah, yeah.
And the top two or three get through.
Sure.
And then to the general election as opposed, regardless.
Don't you think the electorate should be divided into two sections, little raisinette balls and then
sure,
big with, watermelon nuts?
Right. And don't forget the grapes, apparently,
oh, yeah,
somewhere
grapes.
In the middle.
They're not even grapes. They're raisins. Oh, my God. That person who said the pussy line has been waiting her whole life to be heard, and she got heard by the biggest blowhard on the fucking planet.
I know, it's unbelievable.
The way he talks to her is so fucking hilarious. God, I want to play it again. I'm so sorry. Do we need to hear that again or not?
I can play it again, sure.
I mean, we could just play that on a loop the rest of the show.
It's good. I'm trying to find a
oh my God.
Story anyway. Here is Donald Trump again.
Perfect.
You heard the other night at the debate. They asked Ted Cruz, serious question, well, what do you think of waterboarding? Is it okay? And honestly, I thought he'd say absolutely, and he didn't. He said, well, it's, you know, he's concerned about the answer because some people, she just said a terrible thing. You know what she said? Shout it out because I don't want to.
What the fuck?
Okay, you're not allowed to say, and I never expect to hear that from you again. She said, I never expect to hear that from you again. She said, he's a pussy. That's terrible.
I mean, come the fuck on. I'm so mad. You know what? Dude. We listened to that fucking MSNBC interview, right? And they were talking about, they were giving him shit about him not sounding presidential because he said pussy.
Well, yeah.
Okay, media, please stop. Please stop discouraging people from doing things that are interesting. I imagine if we didn't have that moment, how shitty it would be.
This moment right here.
Yeah, this is a great moment. I want him to keep doing this. And if you're in the media, stop shaming him. Just don't vote for him, you fucking idiots. Let him say whatever the fuck he wants. Of course he doesn't sound presidential. He's Donald fucking Trump.
Right.
Get off his ass.
And nobody's going to... I mean, nobody's going to... silence him, I don't think, though.
Yeah,
do
yeah.
you?
Take the advice of Donald Trump. Don't be a pussy. Or that lady. Don't be a pussy. Don't have little raisin balls, okay?
Have a little
raisin gross, stupid balls. Bring the big balls to the party, dummy. God, that's amazing.
The sad raisin balls.
Now, and I love it. You're not now. You're not supposed to say that. But just this once, he wanted that woman to stand up and yell the word pussy to the insane Nazi-like following he has there, whatever fucking venue he was at, the Verizon Wireless
fucking stadium or something like that. Yeah.
Just amazing. That is the most amazing Donald Trump clip, don't you think? He's a pussy. Ted Cruz is a pussy.
It's hard. There's so many.
Okay, he said Ted Cruz was a pussy. What's he going to say about Hillary when he's running against her in the general? I mean, really?
I mean
what do you...
Look at that face.
I mean, really?
He's already used that one.
I mean, do you think? He's going to have a hard time, dude. He is going to have a hard time not being like, you know...
She looks very tired,
sexist.
Doesn't she? She looks tired. I thought I smelled something a little fishy at the last debate.
Oh, yeah,
I don't want to say anything about her hygiene.
What's the over under? Could we? I don't know what that would. What would the over under be in Donald Trump referring inappropriately to Hillary's genitals?
Do you mean that it's going to happen? The over under?
Yeah, yeah. Or like some? Yeah, something like. You know, I don't know. I mean, he already did, though. He already said it's disgusting. She was taking a shit.
Right. I don't want to say where she... We know where she was, right? We know where she was. I don't want to say it. It's disgusting.
It's fucking stupid to speculate on what he's going to say because he just called Ted Cruz a pussy. And it wasn't a flub.
Right.
Do you remember when, what was that, Dick Cheney and Bush or somebody was on stage and there was a hot mic and then somebody called somebody a major asshole? I think it was Cheney. Oh, he's amazing. They saw somebody in the press come up and Cheney.
Oh, was it? I don't remember.
Turned his old Darth Vader face to somebody else, like, I'm a major asshole. He came out on the mic or something. Somebody picked it up. But Donald Trump just said it. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. God, think about this. I'm sorry. I this is making me lose my mind. Okay. So people have that thing where they think something and they don't say it because it's inappropriate or, you know, not called for, not in the right company for that comment. You know, there's repercussions.
Right.
did he weigh all of that shit in his head, or was he just having such a good time? He was getting so much laughter. He was like, fuck it, I'm going to say it. Ted Cruz is a pussy.
Yeah, I think he went with it. I think he was happy about what was going on.
I'm jealous of him in a way. I have a little bit of jealousy there because there's a lot of things I don't say because it's not the right situation or I don't want to hurt somebody's feelings, but it may have been funny, you know?
Right.
He just went for it. Yeah. He just fucking went for it.
Yeah, there's no fucking around there.
He's got big, stupid, basketball-sized nuts.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
I don't know.
What the fuck?
I found some other clips.
How great would it be if Donald Trump showed up on To Catch a Predator?
Oh, yeah.
Would that
Did you bring condoms?
Did you bring good play together?
Did you bring condoms?
Yes, Chris!
It might have been your boss.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, my God.
From Starbucks?
Oh, dude,
Did you have a To Catch a Predator boss from Starbucks?
Yeah, man. And he used to give me shit about, like, how I would arrange the pastries in the fucking case at Starbucks.
Sure he did.
I'm like, God, dude. I mean, listen, I was way too old for him. And listen, I don't know. Is there some sort of hypocrisy there? I mean, he's so worried about how the pastries look in a case, but yet he's, you know, I don't know what he did. He's hooking up, hitting on kids. Can you be a child molester and still, you know, be trusted to run a pastry case properly at a Starbucks?
I mean, I think you could probably organize a pastry case.
Oh, God. I still can't stop thinking about that Donald Trump thing. It's just nuts. Nuts.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, February the 9th, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
Boom! Don't be a pussy! Ted Cruz is a pussy, guys. This just in.
Second. Let me see here.
Hey, this video's taught of liberal douchebags out there. Do you think attacking me is going to stop me from doing what I'm going to do? Fuck no, it ain't. I could give two shits less about any one of you. Every one of you liberal fucking faggots can sit there and drop fucking dead, and it wouldn't faze me in the least. You know what? I got fucking family that's liberals. Guess what? I don't fucking talk to them.
See, thank you. That's nice of you then.
In the blow up of the software, I had to rebuild the sounds and the drops and everything, and I found a whole bunch of shit.
Who was that? Was that recorded at a Trump rally?
I don't know who that was. I have T. Looney asshole.
Paula Page, the governor. No, Maine. Are you sure? At first, I was like, "Oh, cool, a new Rob Ford clip."
No,
okay,
it's not.
Oh, and the last thing was Olivia Gondak. It says that I wanted to eat her pussy. Olivia Gondak. I've never said that in my life to her. I would never do that. I'm happily married. I've got more than enough to eat at home. Thank you very much.
I do have. There's a few here that aren't. I don't know what they are.
Is Rob Ford still married?
Well, that's sheep. Yes. Oh, that's a
like,
sheep.
I feel like we're 4 years old. What sound
does it squirt? That's squirt.
What sound does an ejaculation make?
It's like that spinning,
make?
Sit and spin, right? Or sit on it and spin.
I cannot tell the difference between.
That's the sit on it.
Is that
spin.
A cow or a squirt? Okay.
Squeal! Squeal!
Is that the guy walking behind the open carry?
Yeah, brilliant counter protester. Some assholes in probably Texas, I think it was, were open carrying. Look at me, I got my big gun because America and Jesus told me I could.
Shit.
And but walking behind them was a counter protester, and he had a sousaphone. He was just
sousaphone.
He was just playing the. He was just playing.
God love this guy.
Of the two idiots lumbering around with their big guns.
God love the guy that plays the sousaphone, because number one, who the fuck plays that, and number two, this guy's got an amazing sense of humor.
Right,
Jesus Christ.
I wonder if it's the same. I don't know, but did you ever play a brass instrument? I don't know if it's the same as...
Just these balls!
I don't know, just my own balls.
My big brass balls. Do they have to be big, or what if they're really dense for this lady?
See, I think she's just talking about size.
Sure, okay.
So they could be big foam balls. Who the hell knows?
Got balls the size of watermelons.
Tweet us during the show if you like, ladies and gentlemen, yeah. At Crab Diving, CRABDIVING.
With your big fucking balls. Don't be a fucking pussy.
you can throw us a message over at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yay.
Where all the fun kids hang out.
My big balls. It's so stupid.
Amazing. It is Fat Tuesday.
Yay. What does that mean? Is that religious? Catholic shit?
Well, it's the beginning of Mardi Gras, isn't it? Right. It'd be fun to be down in New Orleans for Mardi Gras, I would assume.
Does this Mardi Gras, and I hope it does, this doesn't have anything to do with Jesus being nailed to the cross and bleeding to death for our fucking sins. And that
well,
kind of,
I think ultimately, yeah. I think it all leads up to...
Oh, God.
It all leads up to something with him...
How morose.
Like, coming back or...
Oh, yeah.
Or getting nailed and coming back.
When is he getting nailed?
To the cross.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. When is he coming back, by the way? I didn't...
Well, he did.
On the Google calendar.
It was 3 days later.
Oh, okay. No, I mean, when's he coming back for reals?
Oh.
To smite us.
I don't know. When's the next blood moon?
I don't know.
We'll have to ask Hagee.
Kate!
So, the headline over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post.
Fuck you, pussy. Yeah.
Says, who will survive?
Oh, not any of these pussies, man.
And it's photographs of all the candidates.
Right.
New Hampshire votes today, tonight. They think that it'll probably start whittling down the field a little bit. I'm assuming Fiorina is going to be done. Well, I mean, I can't imagine her hanging around.
Her balls are non-existent. I mean, that's not fair to her. That's sexist. Right. Her balls and that face. What's she going to do?
Right. What about Hillary's balls?
Oh, geez. Let me tell you. You haven't seen balls. They're like eggplants.
She still has bills?
Sure. Shit.
In a jar after.
I think Bill sounds stoned. The last time, when he was talking last, he sounds got that. He's on medical marijuana, I'm convinced.
I think there's something. Yeah, I think there's some Xanax or something.
Oh, do you fucking think? I mean, listen, either one of those, Hillary or Bill.
Which, good for him.
There's got to be a Xanax prescription between the two of them, right? I mean, at least one.
The Ruby, they're expecting a high turnout. Independents, they say they don't know. There's a lot of these New Hampshireites who are like, I don't know who I'm voting for.
They have medical marijuana in New Hampshire?
I don't know.
And they don't have it in Iowa, do they?
That one I will say probably not.
God, why are all these fucking back-assward states deciding who gets to go forward in the election? I mean, no offense, New Hampshire. You're almost as irrelevant as Iowa. Who? I don't even know where you are. I don't even know where you are on a fucking map.
Where?
Honestly.
What, Iowa?
No.
Or New Hampshire?
Both. Both. If you told me, pick out New Hampshire and Iowa, or I'm going
you
to
could pick out
blow
New
your
Iowa
brains out.
Because of living in Chicago, I would assume, right?
Oh, yeah, I could see it.
You can smell it.
That in Russia, yeah. I don't know where New Hampshire is.
Three separate marijuana legalization bills have been filed in New Hampshire so far this year.
Dee 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 dee.
One would legalize possession of up to 2.2 pounds of marijuana.
Who's got that much fucking money?
For
oh my
personal God. Consumption.
Who is...
2 pounds.
Okay, that's not necessary. I mean, you should have the right to be able to have 2 pounds. But
well, and what makes 2.2, so that's a kilo, right? So, but what makes 2 pounds?
I don't know.
What makes 2.3 pounds illegal?
I don't fucking know.
Right?
What? Okay. Is a pound a kilo?
No, they're two different.
No. I mean, is it similar? Are they the, you know?
2.2 pounds is 1 kilogram, right?
Oh, okay.
And since
2.2 pounds
for some reason,
okay.
They're basing their law on the measure, the kilo measure, they have to list it because America wouldn't join the rest of the fucking
so
planet in the
The what? In the
metric system.
The global metric Nazi fascism system.
Everybody but us in Britain, and it's the rest of the world is crazy.
Okay, we switch.
Speak English.
No.
Use dollars.
That's different. You go to the grocery store tomorrow and everything, bam, it's all metric.
Then yeah. Come back
to me.
It is metric.
Or the other way. What is
non-metric, whatever our measure is.
Ounces.
Right.
Are ounces a global measure?
No.
Then what the fuck do they use? Fluid ounces.
No, liters for liquid.
Oh, fuck that.
And grams for weight.
Fuck off. That's stupid. I just don't want to fuck with... God, I hate math so much. Now you're telling me is someone in my 40s, I'm going to have to go back and learn a whole new fucking system for what I barely have a fucking handle on.
If this country would have listened to Jimmy Carter in the 70s, we would know it by now.
Right.
It would be rote.
Jimmy Carter. He's got all this lust in his heart. He doesn't have time for the fucking... That's right. So stupid.
He's busy saving the world.
Right. He put solar panels on the White House.
Which were taken down by Reagan.
So trashy. The party of Reagan's a bunch of white trash assholes. Sorry.
You can also grow up to 6 pot plants at home under that bill.
Jeez, okay. God, is that a lot? How much does that yield? Well, like, what is one pot? Is that enough to smoke 6 whole plants?
Oh, but listen to this. It would additionally allow for commercial marijuana sales and impose a $30 excise tax per ounce.
Hold on a second. Oh, my God!
$30 extra an ounce.
So you're telling me, whatever the price is for an ounce, some dickhead in government says, we need $35 on top of that. Why? Yeah, what do you hate most about stoners? What does this person hate?
They want to make money.
What kind of excise tax is there on a fucking personal weapon of mass fucking destruction?
Now, there's a different bill.
God.
That would legalize possession of up to 2 ounces for personal use.
What's the fucking excise tax on that?
6 plants.
Okay.
Limited to 3 mature plants at any one time. God. So you could, only 3 could be flowering.
Who the fuck is policing this shit?
It wouldn't allow marijuana sales.
But what? You could barter for it? I'm going to trade blowjobs.
How fucked up is that? Yeah. But would allow adults to gift up to 1 ounce of marijuana to another.
And then what do you... I will give you a reach around.
This is Republicans. That's why this is...
Yeah, it's stupid.
And then the third bill is... It says it's a bipartisan bill. It would legalize marijuana possession of up to 1 ounce.
Oh, great.
Would permit home cultivation up to 6 pot plants.
Okay.
3 mature at a time. Would permit marijuana retail and sales taxed at 15%.
Jeez.
That's a lot. But
why are people shitting on marijuana like it's the cigarette business? Like it's tobacco. It is not. Okay.
Well, they think it's going to turn their kids gay and into atheists. And
listen, I don't know what strain that would be, but that must have been some strong stuff.
Some strong shit.
Smoke this, and it'll change your sexual orientation. What kind of warning label would you put on that?
Is your gay god going to come and save you?
That would be funny, man. It's like you go to some party, you don't know what you're smoking. They pass around some joint, take a hit. Next thing you know, I don't know what happened. I was eating box in the fucking... I'm sucking a dick. Unnecessary. Welcome to this news program, by the way.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Thanks for listening.
We're not pussies. like that Ted Cruz.
Like that weenie Ted Cruz.
Oh.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo. Who will survive?
You know, and the great thing about Trump is, he heard that person say, he's a pussy, right? Ted Cruz is a pussy. He heard that, and his immediate thought was like, oh, man, don't say that. Don't say that out loud. He's like, his thought was, that's fucking hilarious.
Oh, yeah, his thought is, yell it louder so everybody can hear it.
What would Santorum have done? Don't say that. That's inappropriate. I don't think you were fitting my ears.
Oh, yeah. Stone her.
At least there's some level of honesty to, I don't know, he's
but is
deplorable.
It,
what?
It's honesty to whatever horrible group he's in front of at the time.
But heard
him this morning on that that interview with Tamron Hall on MSNBC. And he basically said it's going to be a different. You'll see a different tone once it's like one on one in the main election. He just almost came out and said,
"Look, that's true.
We're having fun." I said, "Pussy." Everybody laughed. Everybody's having a good time. Nobody cares.
What? Has any other politician like commented on what he said? I mean, is this, has Bernie commented?
What are they going to say?
I hear you said pussy.
Oh my God. I wish Bernie would say it. There's a whole list of words I want Bernie to say because he's got the best voice. Damn, he does. See, that's what sucks about Bernie.
You're right.
Bernie is not dumb.
Listen to crab diving.
Bernie's
nice.
2
to 4 p.m.
Right. Bernie's not going to call Cruz a pussy. And he's probably not going to say the same thing he would about waterboarding that Trump said either.
I would think no, yeah.
That's nice.
He's against the death penalty, too. Shit. And she's not.
Oh,
there's
okay.
That's a huge fucking difference.
Right. Come on, liberals.
She's like, but you got to be really, it's got to be really, 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 really bad. It's pretty vague, right? She's like, you know, like people like Timothy McVeigh or something like that. Well, okay. So what number? What magic number of dead bodies equals we get to take one life as a government? What's the magic number?
I don't know. I'm shaking the eight ball over here.
If one person killing another is not bad enough,
yes,
and heinous enough to warrant the death penalty, why is 100?
I've got a, you know,
what's the number? 40?
This is like a math show.
35?
Today we discussed the metrics system, and now you're talking about numbers with this death penalty. Right. I think it should be a lottery system, don't you?
What, the death penalty?
Yeah. What you do is, for the previous quarter, fiscal quarter, whatever, you say, we had X amount of deaths, right? Say we had 100 deaths in a quarter. I don't, you know, in whatever area you're deciding on the death penalty on in the state, you know? So that...
I'm confused.
I'm trying to think of a system where it would make sense, like some sort of lottery system.
How about not have a death penalty?
Well, yeah. Well, that's the answer.
How about be civilized?
Right. No.
And join almost every other country on the goddamn fucking planet except for, I don't know, China, Saudi Arabia, right. North Korea.
Okay.
What wonderful.
Civilized.
Yeah.
What show are you on? Right? I mean, did you just hear that fucking Trump crowd? What's well, civilized right. about us? There's nothing civilized about this fucking country.
It is kind of scary.
I'm surprised we don't hang people.
I'm sure there are those who want to bring it back.
We
should bring back public execution.
Yeah. Is Trump pro death penalty?
Oh yeah,
he's gonna. Sure. I hear he's just gonna
more. I want to bring more.
He's gonna throw people off that wall. Right. Just throw them off. He'll do it himself.
There's a headline. One of the subheadlines over at Drudge.
Yeah.
Says. 600-pound pig shows up at North New Hampshire polling place.
Was it Esther, the Wonder Pig?
No, that's Canadian.
Oh, okay.
The Pelham primary pig, they're saying, a 600-pound sow.
Oh, my God.
Sauntered toward a polling place in Pelham, New Hampshire, Tuesday morning. Matthew Ryder, 50, said there was a hubbub outside.
Yeah.
When I looked, there was a huge pig walking around in the parking lot.
Why are these people deciding who gets to be president? What, it's a pig?
Everybody gets to decide who's going to be president.
But this is an integral part. If you don't make it past New Hampshire, some of these guys, they don't go any farther. So now this dude walking around with a pig's deciding what happens with our presidential election, essentially. That's fucked. I mean, it's New Hampshire. So this pig is a pig.
It was a farmer and his pig taking a stroll.
That's awesome. Was he? Oh, that's so sad. Is this a pet pig or is he just
fattening
this?
No, it's a farm pig, I guess. I don't know.
This motherfucker up. He's going to slice him into bacon.
Oh.
Well, I'm serious. I mean, I don't know. Ugh, that's fucked up, man. I bought turkey bacon.
At one point, it became belligerent and started getting snippy with people.
Oh, yeah.
It was grunting and squealing and snapping at people.
Hey, that pig's...
Or was that Christie?
No pussy. Oh, that's...
Was that Chris Christie? Excuse me.
That's funny. I think it was Huckabee.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny that Chris Christie delivered the shank into the side of Rubio at that in that debate when Rubio was repeating himself over and over.
Oh my God!
And
merciless, that Chris Christie.
And Chris Christie in the polls is like, just,
I don't give a fuck.
Is doing squats. Just
yeah,
absolutely nothing. Nobody gives a shit about Chris Christie.
I don't understand it. I don't understand how he's just not going to take this election by storm. He's a large, obese governor from the state of fucking New Jersey. Yeah. Well, how the fuck is he going to get any votes in the South?
Well, and you know, it's interesting that he's not going after Trump because he kind of is Trump. He kind of straddles that well, Trump wing a little bit, you know?
No one's straddling the wing. Let me tell you something.
Remember that picture of Christie in the baseball outfit with that little tiny camel toe or moose knuckle or whatever the hell is going on?
Tiny. I think that's the scale for a moose. His moose knuckle is actually the size of one. Oh, really?
It's a moose. It's a little teeny weeny, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's hanging out there.
That's
a big
true.
Flap of fat hanging over the front of it.
He's going to call us and refute that.
Is he? He's going to whip it out?
Yeah,
prove it?
Yeah. Tomorrow on Crab Diving, the 2016 Republican clown car, cock off.
The first primary results have already rolled in.
Yeah.
Thanks to three tiny, wee little towns in New Hampshire that vote at midnight.
Oh, God.
These people get up and like four of them wander out and they vote. Let me see. The first results of the evening.
You know what I mean? Like, where the fuck is this New Hampshire? I mean, it might as well be middle fucking Earth. It's in the middle of nowhere.
Well,
Well,
yeah, and look at the first thing. We go from that bat shittery of Iowa where the fucking Democrats herd each other like sheep in big rooms full of people to vote. and then... Right, and then to this one where, I mean, I guess it's a primary, but...
They're bringing their motherfucking pig to pull the lever.
They're like, yeah, look at me, I'm one of the first to vote.
So what?
Three tiny towns in the Granite State.
Granite!
Right.
They're known for a rock. They're known for something that doesn't bleed or breathe or reproduce.
They had their elections. They opened at midnight. With two of the three, we have Governor Kasich winning.
Okay.
See, Kasich winning two of these little tiny towns. Bernie Sanders winning two. Cruz and Hillary Clinton each won one.
Pussies. What a bunch of pussies.
You notice Donald Trump.
Didn't win any.
It says he finished second. In all three little communities.
Well, what's he saying about that?
I don't think he said anything.
He didn't say
this
anything.
Is the morning, yeah. There was a whole... in Millsfield, New Hampshire...
Fuck you.
There were...
Millsfield.
There were 13 votes cast.
Okay.
13 votes cast.
Where do they vote? Down at the glory hole behind
Cruz,
Route 18?
Yeah, right.
Station?
Yeah. Cruz, 9.
Yes.
Trump, 3. Others. I don't know what others means.
They voted for the pig.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to write in livestock at these fucking things or no? Are there any rules?
You could probably do write-ins.
Esther the Wonder Pig. But Esther's Canadian. Canadian pig.
Yeah. So, Ted Cruz is a Canadian. He's a Canadian pig, too.
Oh, yeah. No, he's a Canadian pussy.
He's a Canadian fuck, yeah.
Wait, why has that gone away, by the way?
What?
Has it been settled? Is it settled law that can run?
Trump keeps stirring it up. Right now, they kind of turned their sights on Rubio because he was the one who, even though Ted Cruz won Iowa, you know, kind of nobody gives a fuck about Iowa because, you know, Santorum, Huckabee, it doesn't really, you know, it's kind of a little bit of bragging rights, but it's not real. Everybody just kind of realizes that we're just patting Iowa on the head saying, nice, Iowa, thank you for your little caucus.
Let me tell you about Iowa. Oh, there's nothing halfway about the Iowa way to treat you when we treat you, which we may not do at all.
What the fuck is this? There's an Iowa kind,
a special chip on your shoulder attitude. That's from The Music Man. That's the opening song to The Music Man by Meredith Willson. You don't know that? And the Music Man, man. That's a fucking famous one. I thought you know that.
I know the Music Man. I don't have it memorized.
Oh, you don't? I did that show in college. I had to dance. I had a big dancing part. It was the hardest thing I ever had to do. Step ball change, grapevine, jazz hands. Fuck that shit.
So there you go. That's the results, the early results in New Hampshire.
Right.
Let's see.
Well, I can't wait to hear who these yahoos are going to fucking vote for.
Polling averages. The last poll averages heading right into this morning. You have Bernie Sanders up by like 14-15%.
Are you allowed to carry your gigantic shotgun into the voting booth in Iowa or no?
I don't think so. New Hampshire. I don't think so.
Oh, I'm sorry, New Hampshire. Whatever. Remote ass state. Nobody lives there. How many people live in New Hampshire? Like four?
Trump ahead in the polls with 31%.
Yeah.
And then way down at 14.7%. Marco Rubio, 14% Kasich. I mean, it's possible that Kasich could squeak out a second place here. They say that he's been...
How sad.
He's been working the state really well. He's been doing tons of town halls, meeting the people.
Right.
And that if you hate Trump and kind of hate Cruz, this is the... He's like a reasonable...
Yes.
Like a reasonable human being.
Could you imagine you're in a little town in New Hampshire and they're like, who's coming? Who do we get to hear? Kasich. What? Who is that? We don't get Trump?
There's no O.
Oh, wait. Yeah, that's the cars. God.
Right.
See, I don't know this guy. You get Kasich. You're in this little town in New Hampshire. Nothing ever happens. It once every 4 years, it's a fucking election. And you get Kasich. That's who you get? Boy, I would be disappointed.
But you've
at
got
my town hall. Fuck, I'm not even going.
Rubio and Kasich at 14, Ted Cruz at 12, Jebediah at 11. So you've got those four that are kind of bunched in together.
Right.
At second.
Oh, man.
I mean, for a second place. Then, way farther down at 5% is Chris Christie.
Nobody likes him.
4% for Carly Fiorina.
Oh, God, forget it.
There's a name I haven't said.
Oh, yes.
2.5% for Ben Carson.
Oh, they hate that sleepy fuck.
2.5%. I think the honeymoon's over for Ben Carson.
Did he go ahead and take our advice?
What?
Did he paint eyeballs?
Yes. Oh,
did he paint eyeballs on his eyelids so it looked like he was awake all the time?
And then not even ranking with an asterisk...
Who? I don't even know who this would be.
Jim Gilmore.
Ah! No,
still running for president.
Shit.
So there you go.
Let me ask you the serious political question. Is Jeb Bush a pussy as well?
He's very low energy.
Very low energy.
And thinks he's a tough guy. Remember the last debate is when Trump told him to shush?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, he thinks he's a tough guy. What do you think? He's a tough guy.
What do you think Jeb's balls are like? What do you think they're like?
Ooh.
No, do you think they're Jeb's? Big? Or do you think they're big and full?
Probably low swing and saggy.
Are they like Tangelos? Really?
Yeah, Kasich also won in Dixville Notch.
God damn it.
Dixville Notch, New Hampshire.
That's too many words. Just Dixville's fine.
Yeah, I got two words in the state. Why do I need two words in the name of the city, too?
I live in Dixville Notch. I don't even know. Like, Dixville Notch.
D-I-X.
Dixville Notch. Is it one word or two? Or three?
Two words. Dixville Notch.
Wow. Do you think that town warrants three whole fucking syllables?
Dixville Notch, New Hampshire.
Dixville Notch. Hello. Fuck you.
They have five GOP voters.
Oh, okay. Come on.
Kasich got...
Why do we give a shit?
Kasich got three, Trump got two, and then...
They mud wrestled for the last vote.
Four Democrats.
Yes.
How interesting is this? Dixville Notch had five GOP votes and four Democratic votes.
Wow.
Are
there not... Okay.
And the four Democratic votes won by a landslide, all four votes, to Bernie Sanders.
How small is Dixville Notch?
I don't know.
Jeez. It's so like, small that they like actually raisins. Redefine the definition of incest. That you have a cousin exception there.
The population of Dixville Notch.
Dixville Notch.
In the 2010 census, Ryan.
I'm so glad these people matter in our fucking election.
Is 12.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Not 12,000.
12,000?
Not 1,200.
12,000 would be tiny. What?
12.
12 people. How's that even a town? That's a lot of syllables for 12 fucking people.
Unincorporated community in Dixville Township in... Oh, come on.
Do they really need...
Coos County? See, it's Dixville Notch in Coos County. Now they're fucking with us.
This is bullshit. Are you reading The Onion? Is that the news? What site is this?
COOS County. Coos County, New Hampshire.
But what's the source? Is it...
Wikipedia.
Oh, okay. Coos. Coosamano. Name the television show.
So, well, The Sopranos. So, there congratulations to Dixville Notch.
Dixville Notch.
And to Kasich and Bernie Sanders for winning.
Dixville Notch.
Hey, that means three people didn't vote.
Oh, yeah. God damn it.
If it's got a population of 12, unless since 2010.
They were upstarts.
Maybe three of them had a grabber or
there
something.
There's a plague.
Moved out.
Is it the flu? Somebody got the flu. The zombie apocalypse has totally taken Dixville Notch.
It's near a state park.
It is a state park. Why do you need a state park there? There's 12 people.
Yeah, you know, there's not a lot.
There's nothing but green space because there's no people.
There's not a lot going on nearby. There's it's way the fuck up there.
Oh, is it? Is it? Are you telling me Dixville Notch Coos is in the middle of nowhere?
It's near Canada.
Oh, is it? I can see Canada.
Yeah, it's really not far from Canada at all.
The people of Dixville Notch Coos choose Kasich.
It's like 20 miles from the Canadian border only.
Oh, all right.
So they probably, you know, have to deal with all those illegal immigrants.
You barely... Yeah. You'd know, though, if you're in Dixville Knox...
Oh, jeez.
If you're in Dixville Knox Coos and somebody comes by to the local bar to have a drink, you're in the, you know, you're not from that town.
Yeah.
I mean, they must notice.
Well, sure.
You're not from around here, are
you? You think there's a lot of black people in Dixville Notch?
There's not a lot of people.
Dixville Notch?
Fuck no. There's no black people there, okay? And if they're there, someone go rescue them. I don't know why. It just seems like, you know, it's not a good place to be. Do they have any gay people? I'm serious. What's the diversity? Does it have any, like, ethnic demographics on Dixville Notch Coos?
Well, I mean, percentage-wise, there's one, right? If you gotta go.
Dixville Notch Coos.
Oh, yeah, we got the one.
Yeah, yeah. Jeez.
So there you go.
I'm glad they matter. So they get a say in this.
Yeah.
You barely need they as a pronoun.
Tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, tune in to Crab Diving, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific live, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. We'll have the results of the New Hampshire primary. Very exciting.
Coos. Coos County.
Coos County. I think they're Coos fucking County. With us. I think the New Hampshireites are fucking with us.
So that whole thing was bullshit, that story you just read.
No, I think it's all real. I think when they name their towns...
Dixville Notch!
Yeah.
Coos!
The...
Insane.
Ted Nugent all over the place, oh, by the God. Way. He was defending... You know, yesterday, you go to crabdiving.com or go to... To listen to the show, go to Facebook.com to look at our Facebook post. The conversations with liberals. I'm getting into it with readers on our Facebook page over whether to even put up stories about Ted Nugent because he's so heinous. And their opinion is, and we've heard this shit before.
Yeah, yeah.
Why are you, like Sarah Palin, why do you put her up on the, put a story about her and shine the light on that idiot and give them time? You're making them more famous.
Who cares? It's entertaining. Fuck you. Leave me alone.
Well, and also, we're not. He's a fucking board member of the cunting NRA. He's a spokesperson for the NRA. He's out on all the right-wing nut job sites. He writes a column for WND.
It must be in finger paint. Or it's blood. It's actually in blood.
He writes like he talks. Oh, we're gonna...
Do you think these people that are telling you to shut the fuck up about this, do you think they have any damn Yankees on their
no.
iTunes?
I think they're offended by him.
Yeah,
and the one lady is. She said she's really. She's like, well, I like your page, but I'm just offended by his existence. Okay, I'm like, well, I'm offended by Pat Robertson's existence. Yes. I'm offended by Palin's existence and Shubat and Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz and all those fucking
assholes.
Yeah, and
what have we learned today? Don't be a pussy.
Don't be a pussy.
Don't be a pussy. Just deal with it. It's funny, okay?
But, I mean, we can't
not talk
not
about
put a
it.
Story out about a popular right-wing asshole.
Do you think,
just because it offends someone, because we'd have no show.
Do you think the only reason people haven't forgotten about Sarah Palin is because we play her on Crab Diving?
It's our fault.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We don't mean to perpetuate her.
Trump listened to Crab Diving and called her up to get her endorsement.
We're enabling all this right-wing nut job tomfoolery. Dick baggery. It's our fault. Sorry.
But yesterday he shared some horrible meme about all these Jewish American legislators here and their ties to anti-gun laws or something like that. It was just really anti-Semitic. And
but not surprising coming from him.
Well, yeah, but I mean, so he got a shitstorm, including from us.
He might have liked that.
And so he was on the NRA News TV you know, whatever the
NRA News. Do they do a morning show like the Today Show, like a little thing where a couple of idiots sit around at a coffee table?
Yeah.
With a couple of mugs in their hands. Good morning, America.
Good morning, America, with the NRA.
Good morning, gun nuts.
We're reading from Shakespeare's 14th sonnet today.
Oh, yeah, sure. Bullshit.
So yesterday, he posted an anti-Semitic meme suggesting that gun control is a Jewish plot.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is.
He followed that one.
Sure.
A charmer that he is. By another meme, which is a picture of Nazi soldiers rounding up Jewish families.
Oh, okay. Oh, God.
Whom he called soulless sheep to the slaughter.
Oh, my fucking God. That's the worst thing he's ever said. I don't give a shit. That's the worst thing this asshole has ever fucking said. Could you imagine? Did he write that or did he say it?
He wrote it. The meme says it's Jews being rounded up by soldiers. It says, back when I learned about the Holocaust in school, I remember thinking, how did Hitler get millions of people to follow along blindly and not fight back? Then I realized I'm watching my fellow Americans take the same path. I don't know whose quote that is, but that's the meme.
So he's blaming the Jewish people for their own genocide.
And he wrote under his caption, it says Ted Nugent, soulless sheep to slaughter, not me.
Oh, my God. That's what he wrote.
Soulless sheep to slaughter.
Dude, that's what he wrote. That's what he wrote. And his music, if you listen to the lyrics, it's all about like
fucking underage girls. Sure. He's jailbait. He's not even hiding it. He's got a story called a song called Jailbait.
Right. And he says racist shit. I mean, what is what's redeemable about him? He's a good guitar player. He is.
Yeah, I mean,
he's a really good musician.
You know, maybe some catchy tunes if you're into the rapey.
Why did God give this asshole the ability to be like an amazing musician, but at the same time he's such a failure
as
a fucking human being? Don't you dare listen.
In
you know
serious
that,
ways,
is, that
Ryan,
doesn't make any
that's
fucking
the
sense.
Trump, that's
no,
the
no.
That's the ace in the Christian hole. God works in mysterious ways.
Why would God create?
God works in mysterious ways.
Why would
mysterious
God?
Ways.
Bill Cosby, Hitler. You know what I mean? Shit. Fuck.
Mysterious ways.
This. God damn it.
I've got a clip here.
Well, Ted, you know what, Ted Nugent? You're a fucking pussy. How do you like that, you fucking asshole? You're a spineless dickhead picking on people. Picking on people in the Holocaust? What the fuck is your fucking problem? I'm not listening.
A spectacular asshole.
You know what, man? I'm not listening to any more fucking damn Yankees. I'm not. Not
that's it.
Fuck that. I'm done.
I'm scratching
it's
my
banned.
Damn Yankees
it's
vinyl.
It's banned. That shit is banned at Crab Diving. Don't play it. Nobody play it.
Can't we play Jailbait ironically?
No.
Come on.
No. Yes, it has to be in an ironic fashion. And if It's got to be review. We got to review the. There's got to be an irony board. Did they mean it ironically or not?
God. Joshua James.
Jeez. Stop right. with these fucking memes, too. Enough. Enough with your racist memes. Ignorant.
You've had it with the racist memes.
Yeah, that's stupid. Memes. These fucking assholes. Memes. My meme. Fuck you.
I've really got to fix my sound effects. They're not sorted.
And fuck this software, man.
They unsorted themselves alphabetically.
Why would it do that? Why would it do that?
Oh, I didn't mean to put this one in, but...
What is it?
Pip, pip.
The Ultimate Force.
I am the Ultimate Force.
That's a British action drama.
It's an awesome show, yeah.
It's a good show, but the opening was very cheesy. Anyway, whatever.
The, yeah, you know, there wasn't enough coverage of Trump talking about the fact that he's going to bring back, quote, a hell of a lot worse than waterboarding.
Well,
how does that get skipped over? I mean, has he said so much heinous shit, but the pussy thing came later.
I know it, but still, I mean, can you picture, like, I'm just trying to, I can't picture any other politician calling someone a pussy at an event and it's not even a mistake. Johnson, Lyndon Johnson, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who else? Fuck, I don't know. You're a pussy.
Well, we've got someone, we've got an expert in media.
Okay.
In right-wing media, Ryan. Who has an opinion on Donald Trump's use of the P word.
Okay.
And how
who the fuck is this?
And here we go. This is a true expert in how to say heinous shit.
Somebody blurted something out in his audience that he would love to say himself but doesn't dare.
Fuck him.
And so he thought really, oh my God, did I just hear somebody call Ted Cruz? Oh, woo, woo, woo. And he immediately jumps into gear and does exactly, my friends, I must confess, I've done it on this program before. It's the,
my friends, I must confess, I've done it on this program. I've jerked off while I'm speaking to you, and meanwhile, I'm sniffing 8 pounds of crushed out of OxyContin at the same time.
You're saying he can get an erection?
Well, he probably mixes in Cialis with the Oxy.
What do you think? No, I think he takes too much where he even probably cares. He doesn't give a shit.
I think so.
He doesn't have an erection. This guy's just a blubbering idiot. Fucking, he fucking zones out, probably nods out all day. Who knows how who knows how he wakes up to do this show?
So he's really talking here about how, you know, how brilliantly. Trump handled this. Why woman yelling pussy in the audience.
Why does it sound like he's talking to us through a gunny sack?
Well, I guess that's what it sounds like when you can barely hear yourself, except through a wire stuck into your cochlea.
Is someone holding a pillow over his face?
Yeah. And he immediately jumps into gear and does it.
That's his gunt.
Do you hear that?
Exactly. My friends, I must confess, I've done it on this program before. It's the way you do this, in fact.
When
you want to say something, a word, a phrase, but you don't dare own it, you find somebody else who said it and then say, sorry, folks, I'm sorry, I didn't say it, somebody else did, and if you want to be fully informed, I'm sorry, I have to tell you, the way it works out with Trump, he's out there blathering
is he
on
eating
and
a plate of pork chops right now. I mean, God, it sounds like
well, he's got substantial
slabs of meat in his mouth.
Jowls. There are. It's slabs of meat attached to his mouth.
Some woman in the audience calls
God.
Ted Cruz the word.
Listen to him. Some
Cookie
woman.
Called me today. Cookie sent me, she sent me a note. You want me to bleep the word or do you want me to leave it in? I didn't even hear it, folks. I was indisposed last night in the midst of a minor emergency crisis. Nothing.
Fuck. First of all, he didn't hear it. Well, yeah, maybe he didn't have his thing on. Maybe he didn't hear it. who is that? That's a
it's
fun
Jabba.
Name. Trump or Jabba?
It's
I don't know.
Jabba the
I can't tell you. I lose every time. Really does. He sounds like there's something in his mouth.
Yeah, I mean, I want. Let's hear what this.
Like he's
this,
blowing a rhinoceros.
What's his emergency that he's got going?
Oh, shit.
To do none of it. It was just I was occupied for 6 hours. I didn't know any. No, it wasn't the batteries. No, it wasn't the battery life issue. It was I was collecting data for engineers, but it was not the battery. It was a totally different thing. It doesn't matter.
What's happening?
The point is, I didn't know any of this had happened until I got here today. Cookie sends me this email. Do you want me to bleep what Trump said? So I said, well, did he?
Do you want me to bleep? That's, you know, that is interesting because I don't think pussy.
Can you say pussy?
I think you can say pussy, but.
Can you say it on our show?
On MSNBC, no, you can't. on pussy.
Puss on puss?
on MSNBC.
Pussy.
Some of them.
So stupid.
Like on some of the shows, they bleeped it.
Okay.
On some of the shows, they just let it roll.
How do you, wait, is there a pussy meeting? Do you guys sit around your exact,
well, yeah.
Guys, we need to have a round table.
Listen, that's what Trump, this is what Limbaugh's talking about right now. He had a fact. Cookie emailed him.
Right.
And whoever Cookie is, some poor somebody
Cookie.
On his
don't you want to meet
Cookie? Staff.
Cookie?
And Cookie was like, should I bleep what Trump right. said? That's what he's talking
the
about
The only
now.
Thing Cookie better worry about, she's got all those fucking pills for that walrus.
That's right. Should I dump?
You better keep that bitch in codeine or he's going to fucking kill you.
It was not the battery. That was a totally different thing. That doesn't matter. The point is, I didn't know any of this had happened until I got here today. Cookie sends me this email. Do you want me to bleep what Trump said? So I said, well, did he use it as, was he calling Cruz a coward, or was he using it in the
gynecological way? Is he
know.
Talking about?
Was he calling Cruz a coward, or was he using it in the physiological sense? She said, "No, he's calling him a coward." I said, "Don't bleep it. Don't bleep it."
God, so, okay.
But if he would have said, hey, Hillary went to the bathroom and was wiping her pussy,
that
would get bleeped.
But Hillary's a pussy stay.
Right.
Okay.
So then she sends this the transcript. So, whoa. And I looked at it and knew immediately what had happened. So this woman's in the audience. So calls Cruz a name, and Trump desperately wants that out there. He wants whoever didn't hear it to hear it. He can't dare. Well, you might have planted it. Who knows? But the point is, he couldn't say it, but he wanted it said. So how do you do it? Only a performer's instinct, only a performer's ego could cause somebody to react this quickly,
okay,
this smoothly.
Okay, yes. He's got it. I'm hurting right now.
Oh, you're agreeing with Rush?
He's got it right. That part, that little bit, he's right.
Yeah?
He's right about that. That's why Donald Trump called, said pussy. Because he's a performer.
Right.
That was who he is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Spot on. The fucking Oxy Walrus is right.
And make all this happen the way it did. You might think it's horrible. You might want to condemn it. You might think it's representative of the rot and decay of our culture. And I wouldn't disagree with you on that. But I'm simply talking about how do you make this happen? Who else could get away with this? Meanwhile, the political class, that they're wringing their hands. Oh, my God, I can't believe our politics has been so soiled. Yes, I can't believe.
He almost say wringing their fat fingers, and he didn't want to say that because he's fat.
Yeah, I don't know where he was going with that.
He didn't
want
to be, he didn't want to make, you know, jokes. We're gone.
Solo thought you might
What language is that? Is that just somebody bullshitting?
It's hot.
I know. It's solo. Boogie.
Oh, you know mama. Some geek. Has sat down and compiled the full hot language.
What do you, yeah. Do you think some of these preachers are just speaking Klingon when they're doing tongues? Speaking in tongues with that.
Body, woo, woo, baga, ba.
Oh.
Do you think that's just fucking Klingon?
Beteske, elinungung, glendala, woo, 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 bevishte, sementasa.
That's Romulan. I don't know why that's so fucking close. Funny, man. That is so funny. Do you remember that scene? That's a great scene.
15 more seconds of Rush here.
Like, these guys never even think of the word. They're sitting there in the faculty lounge and the word never comes up in the BS. These guys, they might not be saying the word, but they're out there chasing it all over campus and everybody knows it.
They might not be saying the word, but they're out there chasing it all over campus.
You know what? I'm...
Uh-oh, your opinion went up of Rush Limbaugh today.
He's so entertaining. I mean, that is so ridiculous. I mean, he's an asshole. Yeah, but damn. He's like, he's Beck-like today. He's Beck-like today. Oh, my God.
We now come back for Purdue.
Banta Purdue.
Okay. Shit. How high was Jabba the Hutt? Do you remember that shit he smoked?
No, sure. I was got it from Carrie Fisher.
Oh, yeah.
Probably. When he licked Carrie Fisher, it's like licking a toad. Yeah. The drug's coming out of her pores.
Well, he wasn't going to eat her. He's like, no, no, no. I'm a vegan, and I don't want anything unnatural in my body. That's why Jabba never ate her. That was why. Can you imagine Jabba with a lap band surgery? How sad would that be?
So skinny? What the
hell? Right? That would be fucked up. Oh my God.
What would a bulimic hut look like?
Why did oh God, I'm trying to think of the other characters in there. Why did no one ever take Jabba?
Her hut is his tribe, right?
Yeah, I don't fucking know. Jabba the Hut. Is Jabba like the king?
I thought Hut was a clan.
Okay.
Okay, now I'm gonna look.
We're part of the Hut clan.
Yeah, I think he was
Hut.
Hello.
So dumb.
Oh no, maybe. Oh no, Hut is a species. Okay, that is a species.
Wow.
There you go.
How many of them are? I mean, are out there? I mean, there can't be that many of these fucking things slithering around Tatooine, right?
Jabba Desilijic Tiure, more commonly referred to as Jabba the Hut.
Are Jabba's unique to Tatooine? Do they go off the planet ever? I mean, do you?
Homeworld of Tatooine.
Yeah,
I believe.
Okay. I wonder if a body like that could it survive warp speed.
What is the name I said before? Oh, Joshua James.
Sure.
I don't know how I got sidetracked and came back.
No, we're not sidetracked. We're talking about where Jabba the Hutt, what its language is.
That's right. So, of course, we need a story from Florida.
Fuck you!
Joshua James, who is, I don't know how old this guy is, but he has been charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and illegally killing, possessing, or capturing an alligator.
Jeez. God, who does that? Why do we need a law that says you can't? Who wants to capture these things? They're dangerous.
Well, so what this asshole did was he went up in Royal Palm Beach, Florida. Yeah,
right.
This guy's from Jupiter.
You know, my mom called me twice this morning.
With this breaking
news? To tell me this story. I missed her call the first time, then I called her, then she missed my call, then she called me back again. This is a good story.
So... apparently, he's driving along and picked up the alligator along the side of the road. It's a 3.5 foot. It's not a tiny little thing.
It's a big hog.
It's a 3.5 foot long gator.
Dude, it could bite you. It has teeth.
Well, sure. And he picked it up, and then he went to Wendy's and went to the drive-thru window, pulled up, got a drink from the employee, and then tossed the alligator into the restaurant.
It's so fucked up. What a horror scene. I mean, could you imagine? What would you think? What would your thought be? I mean, it's... Wait. I'm sorry. Did it come... It came through the drive-thru
window. He just chucked it through the window.
I mean, how do you do that with the fucking alligator anyway?
And a soda in one hand.
Did he like... Did he place an order while he has a...
He received his drink from the employee.
So he just ordered like a cup.
And then tossed the reptile into the restaurant, it says.
Jesus Christ in heaven, man. This guy is talking into the fucking microphone to order his drink, and he's got an alligator under his arm or something. Jesus Christ.
But the funny part, did you read the whole story? They interviewed his mother.
Oh, yeah.
He's 24 years old.
Okay. I mean, he should know better. You should know better.
Is he claiming affluenza?
Affluenza?
I don't think affluenza is.
You don't think he's affluent?
His mother.
Oh, my God.
Linda James.
Linda!
Was interviewed, and she said, it's just a stupid prank that he did. Now it's turned into this.
Oh, God.
He's a prankster. He does stuff like this because he thinks it's funny.
He's a fucking redneck.
He threw a toothy machine.
Listen.
At. It's probably some poor person who's making $4 or whatever the minimum, yeah. $7
$4 an hour. Listen, this is redneck. This is typical redneck fucking bullshit. That's what this is. This is redneck bullshit straight up. Fucking with animals, that's redneck stuff.
She's upset, says her son is harmless. They can't believe he's sitting in jail facing these serious charges.
He's a lunatic.
Affluenza ain't what he's suffering from, because apparently they can't bail his ass out.
He threw an alligator through the drive-through window of a Wendy's, right? Was it Wendy's?
It's Wendy's.
God. This is insane.
She thinks that it's a crazy assault with a deadly weapon is crazy. No, to charge him with.
This is crazy. I don't know what. I agree. It's crazy to charge him with that because I don't know that. What do you charge this guy with?
I think he knew somebody working at Wendy's.
Oh, okay. This is a joke.
One of the reporters said, do you think people at Wendy's thought it was a prank? And mom said, well, I mean, how could you not think something like that was a prank?
Jesus Christ. I don't know what you're supposed. Well, I don't know how you're supposed to think about something like that. How do you think about someone threw an alligator at you through a window, man? That's fucked
up. Yeah, and listen to what a brain this guy is.
Oh, my God.
He paid for his soda with a credit card.
Again, I mean.
So they used the credit card receipt to find him and track him down.
Did he have to put in his PIN number while he's holding his fucking gator by the mouth? He's lucky this gator didn't snap his nuts off while he's getting his fucking Coca-Cola.
He has no criminal history, but he was still in jail.
He's never been caught.
As of last night.
He's never been caught doing shit before. Because
I think he's just a moron. I don't necessarily know
how does the idea come to his head? Right? What is the seed of it? He's driving.
He saw the gator.
And then what?
And was like, I'm going to get me that gator. And then he thought, what can I do with it? And he thought, Billy Ray Jim Bob Earl is working at Wendy's.
That's
now
totally
at the
it.
Fryer. Yeah, I'm gonna.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
that boy's gonna lose his mind. I got this alligator through there. My fucking Christ!
So there you go. Florida man tosses an alligator into the Wendy's drive-thru.
And by the way, the good news is Florida is one of those states that is, you know, it's the decision maker. Right? Florida counts in the election big time. God damn it. It's like we go out of our way to give all the idiots a voice in this country. It's like it's rigged that way. Iowa, New Hampshire, Florida matters, South Carolina. What the fuck are we doing? Where's New York? Where's Silicon Valley?
Right.
They don't even fucking matter. That's where all the fucking smart people are.
I've got a story here about, I'm just,
God damn it, man. I wonder if did he say anything when he tossed the alligator? Did he have a funny line to go along with it? Like,
yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, but he paid. He got his credit card
He did.
Because he didn't want to steal the Coke.
Right.
Which I think would kind of be, how big of a detail would be that he left without paying for that Coke compared to he tossed the alligator in there. What a wacko.
I've got a story. This one's really gross. I don't know if this one's up on Facebook yet.
I hate. This is
a cop story.
Okay.
I guess somebody, you know, they shot somebody, of course.
Okay. Perfect. Great.
Or as a victim, okay, the partner of, this is from the New York Post, the partner of rookie cop Peter Lang,
okay,
was testifying, I guess he's undergoing trial, that he himself was unqualified to resuscitate the man he accidentally shot. Oh, this is the guy, you remember these two assholes,
right,
went off grid. Remember they were told not to go into these housing projects and stuff, looking to stir up trouble, just drive around.
Yeah.
These two fucking assholes went in and they heard something and saw something, and next thing you know, this idiot's alleged gun allegedly went off.
Oh man.
And shot a dude. Just a dude in the poor man there. And as the man lay bleeding, if I recall, the story was that this motherfucker texted his union rep.
Oh, my. Oh, right. And let that guy die.
Now, I guess he's testifying in his own trial, which I guess is good that they indicted him. He said he couldn't help the guy that he accidentally had shot because the police academy in New York lets recruits cheat on their CPR certification tests.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So, you know, you're supposed to get those CPR certifications. Oh, you're supposed to spend X amount of time blown into a dummy.
Have you done that?
Yeah.
It's hard. I got a C in CPR in junior college.
Great.
That dummy got
good
lucky. That dummy survived one time. Hey, we learned how to do a trach. Give me a pen. Give me a ballpoint pen.
You did not learn how to
I
do
did,
a trach.
Absolutely.
You learned how to do a trach from watching MASH.
No, from Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction also.
Wait, was that the stab in the throat with that needle? Or
no, yeah, Pulp Fiction was the
adrenaline.
Cardiac adrenaline. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know how to do that. I watched that movie, man. You just put a big X over wherever you're going to stick it.
They're saying that probably, anyway, nothing could have saved the guy.
No.
Unarmed, Akai Gurley was shot. The bullet ricocheted off a stairwell wall and pierced his heart. He died within minutes.
Oh, my God. It's horrible.
But both Lang and his partner Landau failed to try to resuscitate the man as he bled to death, instead leaving his hysterical girlfriend to try to perform CPR.
Oh shit!
Which she didn't know how to do.
Ugh.
And the attorney said, "But you asked Landau, aren't you certified in CPR?" He said, "Yes," but at that moment you didn't know what to do, and he said, "Yes."
Oh my God. Oh shit.
He's testifying against his former partner in an immunity deal. But he said that the New York PD's CPR training is so lax that instructors handed out the questions and answers in advance of the written exam.
Oh my fucking God. I mean, you teach lifeguards to do this shit.
Another witness, a defense witness, Officer John Funk.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that guy, what did he have to go through all of his life? Officer Funk. He backed up Landau's claims, told jurors that CPR training was equally lacking when he and Lang went to the same class in 2013. 300 recruits in one auditorium with 8 mannequins. Everybody got like 30 seconds with a dummy. Everybody passed.
That is the worst fucking thing. You're telling me they go to an arena and everybody passes around the CPR gangbang dummy?
Two pumps and a blow.
Oh, my God.
Like a 15-year-old having sex for the first time.
oh, man.
So it said the prosecution has wrapped its case and they had radio and 911 timestamp evidence supporting the contention that these two asshole cops wasted at least 5 minutes arguing over what to do.
Jesus Christ. You got to be kidding me.
Before they even called an ambulance.
Save the guy's fucking life. That's what you're supposed to
and
do, right?
They say that this one guy, while they were waiting for the ambulance, called or texted his union rep to be like, what do I do?
Did I miss a detail? Are any of these people fired? Are they fired at least?
I believe they were.
Oh, God.
I think they
Christ.
Probably were both fired.
Okay. Well, is the guy that teaches the CPR?
They're both charged.
What's up with this dude, the CPR professor?
Well, that's it. I think there's going to be some investigating going on of
investigate
of the training methods used for the popo.
You're fired, buddy. Get a new one. Somebody that does the bare minimum. He's not even it's CPR.
Right.
By the way, I can't help but notice that not every cop just passes their marksmanship test. Right. I bet they teach them how to shoot.
Sure.
That's one thing they learn to do.
They probably do that all the time.
Right.
How many black people did you hit this month?
Yeah, and did they make him recertify in the CPR? Not that it would fucking matter.
Probably the same deal.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
It's ridiculous.
And then if you hold them to it, the police union will probably squeal.
Right.
I've got you want to hear from Brian Fisher?
Oh, my gosh. Sure.
This is
Rush Limbaugh and Brian Fisher. Jesus.
This is the...
And Trump. It's been a great show.
He's talking about this ridiculous theory that they have, and he puts forward that the First Amendment, Ryan, it's freedom of religion.
Yes.
Not freedom from religion.
Oh, fuck off.
He believes that the establishment of a religion referred to only applies to Congress, meaning...
Oh, right.
Only Congress can't say anything about a religion, but a local county can do it.
Sure. The rest of us can act like fucking Afghanistan. No problem.
Even though, we've got these amendments and shit
that spread
stuff down to the states.
Fuck you.
That the Fed, means the Fed's in charge if a state
right.
doesn't. Blah, blah, blah.
Bully. You don't remember the Bird Sanctuary Revolt?
The Bird Sanctuary, which is still going on, by the way.
Oh, it's not. Are they still there?
No, those assholes are still there. I saw something this morning about how the FBI is kind of pissed because they thought by capturing those leaders, they figured that would break the back of it and then that would be done. And now you've got literally four assholes holed up.
Fat ass, stubborn rednecks refusing to get out of their fucking lawn chair.
The First Amendment says, quote, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
Right. Okay. So we have that.
So the here's Brian Fisher talking about the First Amendment. Brian Fisher of the American Family Association.
This guy.
Here he is on his AFA radio.
American Family, right?
Can begin to describe to you how much is wrong with that. Number one, the First Amendment prohibits Congress and Congress alone. The first word, First Amendment, Congress shall make no law. That is the only entity that is restrained by the founders' Constitution. It's never been amended. It still says Congress. Congress shall make no law. Now, let me ask you this question. Are employees of NASA, are they Congress? No. They cannot possibly, conceivably, violate the...
What he's talking about is there was a column written by the Our Lady of Perpetual Butthurt, Todd Starnes.
Oh, a faux news.
Over at Fox News. I'm Todd Starnes.
Guy.
He wrote a screed.
Screed.
Over at FoxNews.com that... NASA, the headline is, NASA bans the word Jesus.
I was drinking a glass of water. I almost choked.
The name of Jesus is not welcome in the Johnson Space Center newsletter, according to a complaint filed on behalf of a group of Christians who do work for NASA. The JSC, Praise and Worship Club, was directed by NASA attorneys to refrain from using the name Jesus in club announcements that appeared in a Space Center newsletter.
Oh, okay. Jeez. So serious.
God, I really want to know real story is.
Why do you need Jesus in the fucking newsletter? Explain that to me. What does Jesus have to do with space?
Near the end of it, Todd Starnes says, I'm not quite sure why NASA is getting all worked up over a group of scientists and engineers who want to worship Jesus. If they can worship the Almighty in outer space, they ought to be able to worship him back on Earth.
No.
After all, he is the maker of heaven and earth.
Wait a sec.
That's on Fox News, by the way. FoxNews.com ends with, He right. is the maker. It is an opinion piece. Does Jesus, I'll say they did categorize it as opinion.
He brings up an interesting point because I don't think it's settled law. Is Jesus an entity outside of Earth?
Who are we talking to? Who's answering?
Yeah, I guess you're right. I don't know. Is it? But the right wing nut jobs, the T loonies, they can. Is Jesus Jesus even if you're on fucking Mars?
Well, yeah.
Well, how's that possible? Why would that?
They don't have their own Jesus on Mars.
Okay, but do you remember any part in the Bible about how Mars got built and, you know, Adam and Eve walking around?
Well,
in the
because
Garden
there's
Eden,
nothing
Eden
else.
On fucking Mars.
There's nothing else in this infinitely vast universe, Ryan.
But you're there.
God created this bizarrely large universe, and then on one tiny little speck.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, another point I saw somebody brought up. One of the baby eating atheists.
And Ninny.
About how, okay, so this God has existed for all time, yes. Hey. All powerful, all knowing, knows future, past, everything, omniscient, omnipresent, blah, blah, blah.
Fuck you.
Well, why did he get bored one day?
Yeah. Yeah, good point.
And create this.
Yeah, what's up with this? Why was he like, I need a hobby? Maybe he got fat.
Why did he have to rest?
Okay. Well, I mean, you want him to, right.
What was he doing before he created all this?
You know, I don't ever remember Superman.
Did he have a birdcage?
Getting winded. Right. Yeah, what did he do?
Sea monkeys?
Did he read more?
What did, yeah.
Where would the books have come from?
He always was.
How would God?
How does that work? Mysterious ways.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, how does God voice thoughts and shit? I mean, what language is he thinking? There's been no language.
The language that you think.
Right. Now, this is some heavy
shit, man. And remarkably, most people seem to win the sperm and egg lotto.
No, yummy.
And they happen to be born into the exactly right religion of the thousands on the planet at this given moment.
Thank God. I was born Christian, everybody.
Millions of people think that they won the luck of the draw, and because of the vagina they came out of, they were born into the right religion, the only true existing religion.
If I go to Mars, say I'm on one of these, you know, Elon Musk...
Sure.
Builds a rocket ship transport device.
Yeah.
I can go to Mars. Will God answer my prayers while I'm there?
Sure.
Or is it null and void until I come back into his realm? He didn't create Mars.
Yes, he did. How
no,
dare you?
I'm in an ungodly place. God.
There's no ungodly place.
Where did Mars come from
except
then?
Except for San Francisco.
Okay. Listen, give me my cock ring. Wait, you can't wear those in public now.
So, right. Okay. You can whip out your cock.
Get that, listen.
But it cannot be beringed.
Sure, beringed.
As you're walking around.
Can't even begin to describe to you how much is wrong with that. You know, number one, the First Amendment prohibits Congress. And Congress alone. The first word, First Amendment, Congress shall make no law. That is the only entity that is restrained by the founder's Constitution. It's never been amended. It still says Congress. Congress shall make no law. Now, let me ask you this question. Are employees of NASA, are they Congress?
Oh,
no.
Fuck you.
He's wrong. God. He's wrong.
He is so fucking annoying, man. I hate the way he fucking talks. Congress.
Right.
Shut the fuck up and get to your fucking point.
But he also forgets that, you know, it says Congress shall make no law respecting establishment religion or prohibiting free exercise thereof.
Nobody's exercising.
Well, then that means if that first part,
right,
Congress shall make no law respecting establishment of religion.
Congress.
If that applies to Congress only.
Right.
Then that second half only applies to Congress also.
Yeah.
Meaning only Congress is prohibited from keeping people from exercising their free...
Right.
Right?
You are free to worship whatever the fuck.
No, that means Congress
God.
Has the can
no.
prohibit the free exercise.
No, he can't. How do you know I'm free exercising my religious beliefs?
So if the free exercise clause applies, then so does the establishment clause. But that's logic that this idiot doesn't understand.
Yeah.
And again, bringing up the spurious, it's Congress. Is this Congress? No, they're not making the rule.
It cannot possibly, conceivably, violate the First Amendment of the Constitution, even if they wanted to, because they're not Congress. Only Congress can do that. And, you know, the other thing about the First Amendment, it says that no branch of the federal government, and you might consider NASA a branch of the federal government, since it is part of the bureaucracy, they are not allowed to prohibit the free exercise of religion. That's right there in the First Amendment.
They're not allowed, but they're not allowed to establish a religion,
right?
What do you mean? But the employees are allowed.
Yeah.
If an employee shows up at work with an I Heart Jesus pendant,
yeah, take that off.
No, that's fine.
No, not crab diving.
But if they're putting out an official document,
yes,
from the that's going to be put out as an official government document, they have absolutely every duty to remove any establishment of religion from that.
Let me ask you something. Say we're working at the Crab Diving Enterprises here, and we have some person that works for us that's deeply religious, you know, goes to church and all that shit.
That's going to happen.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And their emails, you know how some people put like a little saying or a poem in their email signature?
Sure.
So-and-so, you know, director of programming, crab diving, you know, bill@crabdiving.com, and then a little quote at the bottom, Jesus saves, or but that's his
company email.
No, but that's
not
his.
It's not. It's company email.
So he's not free to be Christian.
If he's got, you're making the kind of argument that these assholes make, right?
Burn in hell! It's my rot!
That by not allowing Jesus everywhere, by not allowing a town council to pray to the Jesus only,
I'm being oppressed.
You're favoring one religion,
yeah,
or not?
Hilarious.
The last of this.
Oh yeah.
Make no law prohibiting the free exercise of religion. The federal government, no part of the federal government, no agency of the federal government, no bureaucracy of the federal government, no employee of the federal government.
Fuck off! Oh, he's so irritating, dude.
Using government resources to spread your religious bullshit,
his voice is so annoying.
Is not the free exercise thereof. We don't have to allow our tax money to pay for Christian indoctrination and propaganda.
So shut the fuck up, stupid.
Is allowed to prohibit the free exercise of religion. This is exactly what NASA is doing, prohibiting the free exercise of religion. So it is wrong on so many.
By not publishing in an official government document, these ninnies, they probably said, look, you've got a group together. You're gonna have a section of the newsletter.
Yeah.
Can you keep it? You're all gonna roast in hell, faggot lovers, free.
Yeah. Can we not have that?
Yeah. Can
depressing,
you? I mean,
fucking miserable ass, fucking Jesus shit.
Right. And it might not even work. Even if it's a Jesus loves you, I don't want to see that.
Who cares?
Here.
What are you telling me?
In an official government document.
How about this? Aquaman loves you. Jabba the Hutt loves you. Jabba loves you.
It's just like if they're wearing
stupid.
If you're wearing your uniform from work and you go out and stand on a street corner and scream "I hate N-words,"
right?
You're going to get in trouble.
Yeah, I'd rather you not do that.
Right?
You can't do that in your Mickey
because
ears.
You're representing and the government putting out anything with Jesus, God, or any of that shit on it is representing a religion.
Sure.
Fucking asshole.
Yeah, yeah. He's a dick. He's so condescending too. His just old tone is he's a puke.
Right.
Really is. He's vomitous.
I've got a quick crab diving follow-up.
Crab diving follow-up.
The $200,000 necessary to attempt to purchase.
Oh shit!
The Atla Church in New York has been raised by LGBT activists.
Awesome. We're gonna open the Sodom and Gomorrah nightclub.
They've raised the $200,000 necessary to buy Reverend James David Manning's church at auction.
Right, right.
It's gonna be an auction. Sure. So,
are they gonna have their butt babies
from their anus?
What the fuck was he talking about?
The group provides aid to LGBT homeless teens.
That's awesome. They're gonna get this facility.
So they're going to try to bid on the Atla Worldwide Church in Harlem, which has been ordered to auction to be sold after James Manning.
What an ass clown.
Refused to pay over $1 million incurred in taxes and debt.
Jesus.
He argues that his church is exempt from all those taxes or whatever, yeah. But apparently there's been legal shenanigans going on for years and years, right? Wasn't it like 2006 or some shit all this started?
Bunch of bullshit. What does this guy need anyway? Isn't he like a YouTube preacher? Isn't that how he's famous?
He's famous for being an asshole. He's right. Famous for the
he should get rid
sign
of
that he has in front of the church in Harlem, always writing horrible stuff like fags are going to burn in hell
in
and
New
things
York.
Like that.
This is in fucking New York.
Yeah.
This is insane. Well, not anymore.
It says Manning was denounced by neighbors last year following a multitude of homophobic and bizarre public statements.
Could you imagine that's in
your neighborhood?
That's
where he warmed about the semen lattes at Starbucks.
I don't
remember.
Do you know how many people go into Starbucks and buy drinks and get lattes and leave? Who the fuck has time to put semen in all of those drinks?
Right.
It's insane.
He's who can get it up that many times?
Yeah.
That's why they get the teenagers working at Starbucks.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he said recently the gays won't be able to foreclose. The faggots won't be able to foreclose on their church. Jeez. Until when they can. Let's see. He had a warning for all the sodomites that think you're going to purchase this church in a foreclosure sale. This ain't no bathhouse. This ain't no fag house. This is the Lord's house, he said.
Oh, okay.
And before you can ever own this property, hook or crook, men who are fags with testicles will be carrying babies in their testicles and giving birth to them through their anus.
That is amazing. He has an amazing, like, grasp of anatomy.
That's how impossible it is for you to get this house, he said. When you start carrying a baby in your bags and birthing that baby through your ass, then you can own this house. But until I see you pull a baby out your ass, you ain't gonna pull this church out from underneath us. And boom shakalaka goes right there. Quote from the
God, that's amazing.
The Harlem pastor.
Shit.
I don't know exactly when the auction is.
Yes.
February 24th.
Carrying a baby in your balls.
So
impossible.
Right.
Horrible. Especially the winter. No one would have a summer child.
This organization, I guess, is teaming with a couple other organizations. They're trying to make sure they can possibly get that property.
Imagine.
On February 24th. They might be. I read something somewhere, though, that they might be bidding against, like, evil developers stuff who want to turn into condos and make money.
Great. God, could you imagine you take the trouble to move yourself to New York. You're paying a shitload in rent, even if you're living in Harlem, you know. You live in New York. Say you move there from Oklahoma or whatever just to get away from all that bullshit. And you look out your window and this guy's got this crap
on his
fucking church.
You got to look at that hate sign every fucking week.
Take that out of New York. I mean, it shouldn't be anywhere, but for some reason, it really bothers me. It's in New York. Come the fuck on.
I'd probably turn it into a webcam or something.
God.
See the latest heinous message from this asshole.
Oh, yeah.
I saw earlier when I was looking at a different story at the Post, New York Post. I don't know the full story here, but the headline is... it was a Paris-bound flight from, it was Air Méditerranée from Algiers to Paris. ended up diverting to Lyon and had to land after a fracas.
Fracas?
Yeah.
The fracas? The fracas.
The...
God, that's a funny word. Fracas.
That's what I said. That was my word.
Oh, okay.
It's not in here in the story. Yeah.
Somebody call the Urban Dictionary. How do we submit that word to the internet?
A pissed off passenger. The word fracas is a word, right?
Oh, okay. I thought you just said you made it up.
No, I used it.
Oh, well, I
didn't just read it.
Okay.
I applied it myself in this case.
Jeez.
A passenger got angry, and possibly there may have been some alcohol involved, right?
Oh, okay, nice. Wasted.
Because he was not allowed to smoke or drink anymore.
Cut
aboard
off.
A Paris-bound flight.
Oh, my God. How terrifying.
He took out his frustrations. I guess he was a little irritated with a fellow flyer because he stood up and started pissing on the guy.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God.
According to the Post, the Mile High Waterworks forced the flight from Algiers to divert to Lyon. The flight attendants, the guy took his shirt off. The flight attendants pinned him.
Oh, my God.
In a free-for-all.
This is insane. Who the fuck wants to tackle a pissing guy?
Well, right.
Fuck that. God. Why didn't they tase him or something? Ugh, that's so gross.
According to the Daily Mail...
Did he not throw an alligator at anyone?
Passengers described a scene of chaos.
Hello.
As a shirtless man who is allegedly responsible for a bizarre urination incident was overpowered by the crew.
They are making this sound way too, like, fucking normal or ordinary.
Halfway through the journey... one of the 166 passengers became unruly because he wasn't allowed to smoke or drink.
Jesus, the British are so understated.
He allegedly urinated on a fellow passenger.
He took his dick out. He peed on someone inside a fucking plane. Could you imagine? That is insane.
There's pictures of it.
Oh, is there really?
Yeah. Of the shirtless guy being held down by like six people in a seat.
Would you consider that a rock bottom moment? Like if you drink,
that's
a
rough
that
moment.
Guy.
Yeah.
Do you think that guy has a problem with alcohol?
Yeah.
taking off your shirt and peeing on people in a plane.
This says, although bizarre, similar Xanax. Disturbances have occurred in the past.
Oh,
last September, a 27-year-old man was arrested at Portland International Airport in Oregon after he allegedly urinated on fellow passengers on a JetBlue flight from Anchorage, Alaska.
Okay.
I think we talked about that possibly in a previous crab diving, crabdiving.com. The man who had been sleeping for most of the flight stood up and began urinating through the space between the seats
oh
in front of him.
Oh, my fucking God, dude. Oh, my fucking God.
Maybe he thought it was
God.
A glory hole.
This is insane.
Police report said he lost his balance and fell backwards, spraying urine all over
other
passenger seats and luggage.
Oh, my God.
In 2011, French actor Gerard Depardieu was kicked off a CityJet flight from Paris to Dublin after he urinated in the aisle.
Oh, on accident or on purpose?
While the plane was taxiing to a runway. He said he needed to use the toilet, but they told him he would have to wait until it was airborne. So he said, fuck you, and pissed himself.
Who the fuck is this guy? Richard Harris?
Gerard Depardieu. He's a large man.
What's with these people that lose their mind and take out their dick and knowingly pee?
I don't know.
And knowingly pee.
Obviously not pee shy, right?
Well, they're drunk, right? I mean, do you think some of them don't realize what they're doing? I mean,
well, right, yeah, I would assume that.
How could you be that fucked up?
Well,
what did I do last night? Oh my God, dude, you took out.
Wait,
your
why
dick.
Am I in jail? Yeah,
right, yeah. Why am I in jail? You think you get thrown to jail? You go to jail for that, right?
They had to land a plane. Yeah, he's going to jail.
In Africa.
In France.
Oh, in France.
Yeah,
where
yeah,
did
yeah.
You say?
Lyon, France.
Oh, Lyon. Oh, right. Of course.
there you go with that one. I've got
while they're tackling him, he is still pissing.
That was the other guy. Oh, okay. Yeah, that was the other guy. Oh.
Holy Christ.
Yeah, that was a rough one. Don't forget crabdiving.com, ladies and gentlemen, to listen to everything here on the network. That's been on previously as a podcast. Yes. If you're going to buy shit, buy through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon and you help us out. It doesn't cost you anything, but anything you buy at Amazon,
right?
We get a little nibble, a little touch, a little taste.
A touch, a taste.
Don't forget our Facebook page also, facebook.com/Amazon. I think that's about it. I could start a new story, but we only got like 1 minute left here. So
listen to our warm stream.
Yeah, and don't forget.
That's the worst thing ever if you're in a plane. Do you think Jabba ever does that? Has Jabba the Hutt ever peed on a plane?
I don't know.
They couldn't restrain him.
Yeah, well, his barge floats, right? Yeah. Probably.
He has to buy two seats. On
yes.
An airliner.
Right. I would think. Or four.
Oh, yeah.
Or a whole row. Or the whole airliner. Uta guta. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you guys being with us here today.
Are you trying to start the music?
Trying to start some music.
Okay, the in-studio orchestra. There you go, guys. Can we get a little more keyboard?
Yeah. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, here on Crab Diving. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 live on the Eastern Type Coast. Don't forget all the crabdiving.com and all the shit I said before. Yeah. And don't forget all of our social media.
Yeah, pussies.
Find out where...
Pussies!
Tomorrow, we'll have all the results.
And, you got balls like Raisinets.
We'll see if that little pussy cruise came through and came in second or third.
Right, right. M&M-sized nuts.
Ryan's going to be doing some comedy. Find out where, find out when. Follow his Twitter stream, at RatedRComedy, or go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter, at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And everything's at crabdiving.com, everybody. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.